Hey everyone, welcome back. My name is Lynn Wilson, and we're going to have a podcast today. We're going to learn something from God's Word, and this is what we're doing. We're going to keep it simple. Keep it simple. This is a sign I found for myself. It says, keep life simple. And that has been something that I feel that the Lord has just been pressing on my mind. I think life itself has gotten so complicated. I don't know about you. I am just, you know, some days you're moving and grooving and you're doing really good. Everything's fine. And other days it's like you come to a screeching halt. And I heard someone who went to the doctor the other day, and they were talking to the doctor about, you know, some things that, not that they were overly concerned about, but, you know, just wanted to bring up those items. And the doctor said to them, you know what, since 2020, there is no more normal. And she said to this person, you know, what we knew in the medical field isn't even normal anymore, and there is no normal. And are you finding that? Are you finding that even the smallest things in life, the way we food shop, I found it is different. And not only because of 2020, but I went to the bank the other day, and I never go inside the bank. I don't know, like, I do things on my phone. Yeah, right, the new normal. I do things on my phone. I do things through the drive-through. I might go to an ATM once in a while. I don't really know the latest in banking. I'm not one to need to go into a bank. But this time I needed to go into the bank. I needed some information. I needed to talk to them. And they had 5 teller lanes, and they had one open. The other one looked like maybe it was open, but there was nobody there. And there were 3 of them that where there was this gigantic machine there. It almost looked something like a sci-fi kind of look to it. So when I asked them what these were, they went on to tell me how much more that you can do at these. They are an ATM, but how much more you can do at these particular ones than you could do on the outside. But if you come inside, you could do this, that, and the next thing. And they went on this whole list of things. And I was like, oh, wow, banking's a little different than I remembered it. And, like, food shopping's a little different. Being able to order online is different. Going to the doctor, everything is different. And I know, you know, when you were younger and as you got older, you would hear people that were older saying, life is so different, I can't keep up with it, things are changing so fast. Things are changing, but it just seems like there is nothing, it's not like everything changes and everybody falls into that sink. Does that make sense? Yeah, I don't know. I think the more people that I talk to, everybody's scratching their head. And it's not even people that are necessarily normally overwhelmed. They're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Everything feels that unsettling feeling. And there's a song, it's a secular song, and I'm not going to sing it for you. I wish I could, but I'm not a singer. But it says, you were my strength when I am weak. You were my voice when I could not speak. And there's more lyrics to it, but that's the gist of it. And I was listening to a devotion the other day, and in the devotion, it talked about strength and the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I started looking up verses about strength. And, you know, there are times in life, myself, and I'm sure you could look back in your own life when you needed something, you were in a situation, whether it was an emotional situation, a physical or spiritual, and you needed someone to hang on to. And it was like, oh, and you said to somebody, you're my rock, you're my strength, you're my go-to. Thank you for being there. I really needed that. Like, I couldn't have done it without you. Have you ever been there? And you truly meant it. Like, I could not have done that without you. What happens, though, when that person fails us? What happens when that person's no longer around? What happens when maybe those people are there, but it's not enough? Have you ever felt completely isolated, completely alone, completely desperate, completely like, I can't do it? Where do I go when I need to get strength? Where do I go that I get strength that allows me to keep going? I have heard from so many of you that you're desperate times. You know, you feel alone emotionally. I've been there. I have been there at times when I remember one time, it was a number of years ago, and I had both kids at the house, and our youngest was only a couple of years old, and you know, I was working full time, taking care of the kids. My husband was away at a hospital that was a long ways off, and it wasn't easy to get to. And again, I was working. I had two kids at home. I had to do what I had to take care of the home. And my husband had to go away for 10 days for treatment. And the treatment was without going into detail, it was sort of like a traumatic type of treatment. So talking to him, he wasn't easily accessible. And even when he was not the person, you know, that I knew, the person that I could count on, because he was going through stuff. And I remember the one night, I don't even remember what the situation was, but you know, normally you would talk to your spouse or whatever, you talk to your person, and I tried to, and he couldn't be there for me. And it wasn't that he didn't try, he just couldn't. And I remember just breaking down after I got off the phone with him and sobbing, like the floodgates of tears. And I sobbed till there was no tears left. And I laid in bed and I sobbed. Then I went in the shower and I sobbed some more. And I completely emptied myself from those tears. And sometimes that's what we need to do. And I remember just unleashing that. And there's another time I can remember where I got a phone call. And I just sat numb. I don't know what to do. How do I find strength? I feel so weak. Are you feeling like that? Are you feeling empty? Are you feeling weak? Are you feeling like there's no hope? I can't go on. I don't have the strength to go on. I remember the time I felt completely numb. I couldn't cry. I couldn't yell. I don't know. I didn't know what to do. And I remembered going back to Psalm 23 and closing my eyes and rehearsing that verse where it said, I sit at the table and my enemies are around me. And I could visually picture that these lies that were being fed into my brain of there's no hope, it can't be done, there's no answers, there's no solutions, it's never going to happen, it's going to be a mess, everything's going to fall apart. And it just the flood of that. And I kept just thinking, I'm sitting at the table, I'm talking to the Lord. We just talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I'm sitting at his table and I'm looking, and my enemies are here. But I'm looking at the Lord, And I said, I'm going to claim it. I'm looking at the Lord. I'm looking, there's my answer. There's my solution. He's in the solution. He's got the answers. He needs me to focus on him. I'm not listening to the lies. I'm not listening to these lies. They can go away. They can be around me. I'm not listening to them. I'm focusing on the Lord. Have you been there? Have you been so hopeless and so desperate that you would say, where can I get strength to go on? I don't know where you are in life. I don't know. And you know what? It's always the same thing. You've either just come out of it, you're right in it, or you're about to go in it. You know, that's called life. And have you felt empty like that? Well, I don't know. Again, where are you in life? I'm going to read Exodus 15:2. Now, I think it was last week, either last week or it was the week before. I don't remember. So if you missed the podcast when we talked about Exodus 14:14, I challenge you to go back and listen to it. But that verse says, my God will fight for me. I only be still. So I want to remind you of that verse first before we go to Exodus 15:2. You know, there's some great wisdom and little nuggets of wisdom in Exodus. But in Exodus 14:14, my God, not your God, my God, will fight for me if I can only be still. And I think the time that I was numb, I was silent and I just gave up. Like, I'm done. I got nothing. I got nothing for you. I got nothing. I've got nothing. And I remembered, like, in my head, just repeating that. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. And I think I could sit in silence, and I was almost like, you know, in my head, but verbally maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. My God's going to fight for me. Like, that's all I can do. Like, I gave up. But then we go to Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, I will exalt him. He has given me victory. Listen, I do not have all the answers. This is why I'm starting to keep life simple. I need to keep life simple. I need a simple verse. I don't need 16 chapters to read and 3 books and do this and do that and all this kind. I don't need that. When I'm in an emergency situation and I'm falling apart, I'm falling to pieces, I have no strength, I can't walk, I can't breathe, I can't think, I can't, you know, you're in an emergency emotional situation or whatever that situation is, it's like I need strength now and there's no one around to help. Where the people that are around, you could say, they can't help me. People could say, how can I help you? There's nothing you can do. That's when I need to know my God is fighting for me. He tells me to be silent and to listen. And it says he is my strength and my song, and he's given me victory. You know, we sing that song, "Oh, Victory in Jesus." Do we believe it? I don't know. Sometimes we're kind of like, you know what? We got to claim it. We got to believe it. We got to hang on to those words that God has given us. We have to look at the Lord and sit with him and focus in on him and meditate on his word and pray and listen to him and ignore the enemies that are around us, ignore the lies that are around us. I was praying with someone the other day, and what did they say to me? Nothing is too big for him. And it, like in their prayer, they were saying, Lord, nothing's too big for you. And I was like, oh, I got to hang on to that nugget. I got to hang on to that nugget for the days when I'm like, I'm absolutely destitute. Nothing's too big for God. And you know, keep it simple. Maybe what you have to do is when you're in that situation and you're desperate, where do I get strength to go on? Nothing's too big for my God. Nothing's too big for my God. If you have to repeat that 1,000 times, you need to repeat it 1,000 times. Then repeat, my God will fight for you. Then repeat, the Lord is my strength. Then repeat, he has given me victory. Repeat it over and over and over and over until you are exhausted. Just like when I cried and I cried all those tears out of my body. I think I drained every ounce of fluid in my body. Just repeat it over and over till there is nothing left. There's nothing left except for a miracle to take place in your life. God is the God of miracles. God is the God of answers. God is a God of solutions. But you know what? We need to bring it to him. And that is sometimes the hardest thing, is just to let go and to let God. And my dad always said, God's got it. No matter what happened, God's got it. And I'd be like, Dad, God's got it. But God's got it. And I'm going to tell you, God's got it. If you are in that situation, you've just come out of it, you're in it, or you're going to be end up in one, don't forget, God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. How many times can we say that? God's got it. The Lord is my strength. God's got it. He has given me victory. God's got it. He's in the solution. God's got it. He's in the answers. God's got it. He's going to fight for me. God's got it. I just need to be still. God's got it. All right, guys, we'll see you next week, same time, same place, for the next podcast.